Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduates, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles, will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires, will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals, will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. Today's episode of the podcast is what I've titled Winning Strategies to Ace a Job Interview. Winning Strategies to Ace a Job Interview. I know it's a common trend today that many job seekers today fail to secure job offers, and that can be attributed to a lot of factors. But one critical part of it is the fact that for you to be able to get a job offer, your CV must have passed through the first impression or the first shortlist, and a recruiter or an employer now calls you for a face-to-face interview, which is the usual job interview. Now, if you don't pass the job interview, you can't get a job offer. And you know that in this Nigeria of today, where there are so many fewer jobs, or let me say fewer job offers that are being given out, it's obvious today that if you get a job interview opportunity and you mess it up, or you don't perform as you ought to perform, then it reduces your chance of getting a job offer. So what we want to do today on the podcast is to be able to tell you what are the things you need to watch out for, what are the mind preparation things you need to be able to ace a job interview. Now let's start from the point of definition. What is an interview? Now, you must know that an interview is a conversation between two or more people. And what happens in that conversation? Questions are usually asked by the interviewer from the interviewee, and usually the questions are asked to be able to elicit facts or statements. So in a situation whereby two individuals are having a conversation, one person is asking questions from the other, it's an interview. Now, when we now relate it to a job interview, we now have two parties in that job interview. One, the interviewer, which is usually the employer or the hiring manager of the organization, or the recruiter that have been contracted to recruit for that organization. Now, what do they tend to do? On the other divide is the interviewer, that's the job seeker, or the potential employee to the organization. And at that point, they are trying to know suitability for a job. Don't forget, the CV, your CV, has passed through the screening stage and they have said, wow, we like this CV, we want to see this candidate. And at that point, they call you for a job interview. So what they are asking in that question, in the interview, is to be able to elicit fact, to be able to elicit statement, to say what this individual has said in his or her CV is in line with what we're looking for this job opening. So I'm going to be telling you the key things you must watch out for, or let me call them strategies, which I've been able to outline into five different headings. Number one, you must understand that a job interview is a game of perception. A job interview is a game of perception, and that means you must make a great impression. Now, as a job seeker, you must realize that the secret sauce to acing any job interview is to make a great impression as fast and deep as you can. From the point of getting into the interview room, from the point of your greeting, from the point of the handshake when you are offered one, you must make a great impression. A job interview is more of a game of perception. It's not about competence. So, well, I've seen situations whereby a candidate that are very good on paper, good on the CV, get into a job interview and they fall down flat. So at the point of the job interview, you're trying to make an impression on the recruiter or the hiring manager. So at that point, how you create your impression, how you demonstrate the value you have, how you demonstrate your skills and qualities to the employer is very key. So if you give a poor impression, you know, there's a thin line of demarcation between being timid and being quiet. I'm an introvert, but most people will not believe that. If I get into a conversation, I'm so quiet, I'm not giving eye contact, I can give an impression that I am timid. In actual fact, I'm just an introvert, I don't talk much. And at the same way, there's a thin line of demarcation between being rude, being arrogant, and being confident. Now, there's a way you can speak in a job interview that you will leave an impression of being arrogant, even on the mind of the people interviewing you. So you must understand it's a game of perception. How you create your perception matters. You don't go into an interview and you are shouting. There's a difference between being audible in your voice and shouting. It connotes different things. There's a difference between you reading a script. I know many people go for interviews and they have some questions they've kept in their minds and they're just relaying those questions when they get to the interview point. If you are not careful, you will leave a wrong impression. So the first thing is this: a job interview is a game of perception. So you must make a great impression on the interviewer. Number two, you have to go to the interview professionally dressed. We're still creating impression. So another way of creating that impression is the way you are dressed. And I must tell you that the way you are dressed is the way you'll be addressed. So if you go for that interview, what you'd go to that interview with is very key. Now let me share a little interesting joke with you. Many years ago, it was actually in December, and at that time I was working in a recruiting firm and we were trying to recruit for a particular client, and a manager, not a fresh grad, was invited for an interview. And funny enough, it was my colleague that even saw him first. He came with a green suit. You didn't hear that. He came for the interview with a green suit. Okay. When my colleague told me, I said, okay, maybe because it was December, it was Christmas, it was close to Christmas, maybe he was celebrating Christmas. But wait, why must you come with a green suit? Being professionally dressed means you must speak colors that are conservative. For men, I usually advise get a very good black suit or navy blue, the conservative color. For a guy, you don't need colorful colors as your suit. Similarly for the ladies, they can do the colorful stuff, but be conservative. Don't tell me you go for an interview and you take the focus off you and it is on your dressing. So if you go to that interview going shabbily dressed, or even in a skimpy skirt or a skimpy top, the focus will no longer be on you, which is the focus, but it will now be on what you're dressing. So you're going to create distraction. I don't have to take my time to tell you about the shirt you wear. For guys, white is always a winning color. Blue is always a winning color. And when I say blue, I'm not saying dark blue. I mean navy blue, sky blue. they are always willing color. Matching tie, a red tie will definitely go beautifully on your white shirt and your navy blue or your black suit. You are just a seller any day. For ladies, at the same time, always pick colors that match each other. Number three, don't go for a job interview unprepared. I cannot say it, I cannot overemphasize it. The major problem why individuals go for interviews and they fail is lack of preparation. You have your CV. Have you digested your CV? Do you have the details of the, I'm not saying reading from it, I'm not saying memorize it, I'm saying digest your CV. So when they ask questions based on your CV, you can give the questions. I don't want you to go to the interview with ready-made book answers. I know there are a lot of interesting answers, ready-made answers out there, but when you're going for that interview, they are not willing to talk to a robot, they want to talk to a human being. So your answer must show that you are human. And also research the organization. You don't go for an interview and they say, what do you know about us? Did you even remember when you applied for this position? And you are going blank. You have to prepare, you have to do your own work. That is the major thing. Own the answers, the answers come from your heart. Number four, you need to appear confident in that interview. Even if you are nervous, appear confident. Now, I must tell you that it's all right to be nervous in a job interview. You are about that's a critical thing. Every public speaker always have their moment of nervousness, but the big secret is ability to keep your nervousness even from being visible. So what that means is that even when you are nervous and you're looking down, why don't you take a little bit of pause? Take a pause before you give an answer. Don't show your nervousness. You need to conquer your fear. Everybody, you get into an interview panel and you're seeing 10 people sitting in the boardroom and you just lose your cool. You need to be able to hide your confidence, because if you don't, you will not be able to project a confident nature. So you try to make eye contact. You try as much as possible. If you are offered an handshake, let it be a firm handshake. And you must remember that you need to be a good manners, that the interviewer has told you to call him or her by his or her name does not give you the chance to misuse that opportunity. And number five, before we go, a job interview is a win-win and not a win-lose. I must tell you that this is one of the most important things. You must have a paradigm shift. Individuals feel that when they go for the interview and they don't get called, then they have failed. No, you might have just learned something different you have not learned before. Not all job interviews will lead to a job offer. And you must also recognize that you don't need to look desperate in the job interview. It is not a slaughter board. It is a conversation. The job interview is not a slaughter board. Individuals go in there and feel that they are doing the employer a favor for coming. No, it's both sides. You're bringing a value to the table that the employer needs. So you must know how to come confidently in that value. Don't look desperate. Enough of individuals coming to interviews and they are sounding desperate. They are sounding like, you know, my family needs this job, I need this job. Stop that practice. Go in there, be confident, and know that once you've been able to tick all these boxes, I see you having coming out of that interview and knowing that definitely you're going to get a call back to come and pick up your job offer. So now you know, I want you to go ahead to put these winning job interview strategies to use, and I hope to read your success story even very shortly. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Career and Employability Talk. This is your host, Segun Akiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode. To know more about Segun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Segun Akiode, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.segunakiode.com. See you next time.